Can you imagine your family history including tales of murder, kidnapping, and years of forced servitude? Join host Mike Ferris as he talks with Tracy Leininger Craven about the perilous adventure which inspired her book, Alone, Yet Not Alone, this week on Homeschool Heartbeat.
Our guest today is Tracy Leininger Craven. I have known Tracy forever and a day. Tracy, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I'm really happy to be here today.
Tracy, you've written a wonderful book called Alone Yet Not Alone. Could you briefly summarize the story without giving away all the good parts?
Alone Yet Not Alone is about some distant relatives on our Leininger side, and they were captured by Indians during the French and Indian War. Barbara and Regina were about 9 and 11, I believe it was, when they were captured, and the story basically follows the adventures and trials that they experience.
Tracy, you indicate that the girls were able to eventually come home, and it was an escape. How did you learn about the story?
Barbara and Regina were both separated, so they both have their own separate stories. Barbara's story was a lot easier to follow as far as historical accuracy because she actually published her narrative in the 1700s after she returned home. And Regina didn't return home for 9 years total. And her reunion was really touching because basically all she remembered was the song that her mom had sung to her as a child and the scripture verses that she knew as a child. And that's what was used to help her recognize her mom when she heard her mom singing. So that was a real touching part of the book.
Tracy, what are some of your own memories from the first time you heard the story, Alone Yet Not Alone?
I first heard the story when I was about 9 years old, and I'll never forget. We were at my grandparents' for dinner, and they were so excited. They'd been doing some Leininger family history, and they came across the story, and they were so excited to read it to us. And it just gripped me at that time, and I went home, and I started writing my first draft of Alone Yet Not Alone when I was about 9 years old. And obviously, it got shelved for a while, but it definitely inspired me.
Tracy, I know that you began writing the story in earnest after you were a part of the inaugural class here at Patrick Henry College. But I want to ask you about your earlier education. What do you think homeschooling did to encourage you to think that you were able to write a story like this?
Oh, I think homeschooling was a great benefit to me. I had wanted to be an author ever since I was probably 5 years old, my earliest memories. And homeschooling definitely helped in that I was able to really focus on creative writing and literature, and my parents were always very supportive in my goals and my dreams there.
Tracy, your book is based on a real historical story, but in writing a novel based on history, you have to fill in a lot of the gaps. What did you do to fill in the gaps from the oral tradition as well as the confirmed history of the French and Indian War?
Before writing Alone Yet Not Alone, my dad and I took a trip to the original home site in Pennsylvania, and we followed the footsteps of Barbara and Regina all the way to Ohio, where their captives had brought them, just to kind of get a feel for the area that they were in. We also went to the historical societies and did a lot of research on the other captives during that time. But Barbara's narrative that she published was incredibly helpful, and you know, the saying that fact is always crazier than fiction is really true in this case, because everything in it, the bear attack, almost drowning in the river, Barbara being tied at the stake, all these things actually took place. And when I wrote the book, I just thought, this sounds kind of crazy, like one person going through one trial after the next, but they're all actual events that took place.
Tracy, I've written a few novels myself, and I have favorite parts. What are your favorite parts of Alone Yet Not Alone?
My all-time favorite part is the ending of the book, but I do believe that there's parts throughout the book that kind of help build up to make that ending such a touching part of the book. And I love the beginning and just the pioneer spirit and the American settlers and their hopes and dreams, and then everything they know is lost and they're captured. And these two girls really learn what it is to endure under trial and to trust God in the midst of heartache and loss. And so in that way, I love the middle of the book, kind of when they're going through and learning and thinking back about their childhood and thinking about the lessons they've learned over the years from their parents and their faith. And ultimately, it was their faith that brought them back home. So it's hard to answer that question, but probably the middle of the book, when they're learning basically their faith that they've been taught as a child is becoming real to them, and they're having to put it into practice.
Tracy, what impact do you think the story is having in your own immediate family, especially now that there's a film based on your book that's coming out real soon?
Well, I think that everyone can relate to feeling alone or losing something that's dear to them or the feeling of loss or separation. And I'm constantly encouraged by the message of hope in this book and this movie, and that God is with us even in the midst of our deepest trial, and to never lose a song in our heart and to continue to trust in the Lord. And I found that it's been so encouraging to see in our daily lives God's faithfulness.
Tracy, I know that on one of our earlier programs, you talked about your favorite part of the book being the very end. And having seen the movie based on your book, the eyes of the little girl at the end of the movie are one of the most spectacular things I've seen in any movie ever. Just the faith and the love that was conveyed through her eyes. And I believe that what your story does is give that same kind of vision of faith, and you can see it in people's real lives, and you see it in their eyes. So, Tracy, I want to just thank you for writing a story that brings real faith in a way that we can really see it. I'm Mike Ferris.
Do you have readers in your family who would love to experience a real-life escape story from the French and Indian War? Be sure to get your copy of Tracy's book, Alone Yet Not Alone, by visiting homeschoolheartbeat.com. That's homeschoolheartbeat.com.